This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Three Republican candidates will be on the ballot for Louisiana's Attorney General. The race officially started Tuesday, the first day of qualifying, but it's one that's been drawing attention for weeks now. Buddy Caldwell, the sitting Attorney General, is running for his third term.
I'm fortunate to have been the Attorney General for 7 years and 9 months now. This election is about qualifications, experience, and integrity.
Republican candidate Jeff Landry says that's exactly what the office is missing under Caldwell.
Right now, we have an attorney general's office with a bloated budget, and the taxpayers at the end are not getting the service that they deserve.
Eyebrows were raised in July when the Republican Party of Louisiana endorsed Landry over Caldwell. It was the first time in nearly 25 years that the party didn't endorse a Republican incumbent. The LA GOP and Landry have been tight-lipped about their issues with Caldwell. But now that the race is on, that could change.
We believe that voters, given an opportunity, would like to send a conservative to the Attorney General's office.
Caldwell was a registered Democrat when first elected Attorney General, but switched to the Republican Party in 2011. While Landry thinks Caldwell lacks the work ethic and integrity, Republican candidate Marty Mailey says Landry lacks the experience.
What do you want as your next attorney general? Do you want someone that's a seasoned prosecutor, seasoned lawyer? Or do you want someone that has a nice skill set but has never really been in the courtroom?
Landry's response?
I have been a police officer. I have been a sheriff's deputy. Again, I didn't hone those skills behind a desk in the comfort of a very well-guarded courthouse. This was done on the streets.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.